thoughts overall on the tournament?
Yep. Oh, went as good as could be. Stayed on time for the first day and Friday, and then got a little late Saturday, which was just fine. Really, really good games all around. Girls played really well in all of their games and made huge improvements, and some surprise performances by some kids too. So it was overall really good. I wish we could have had that final game against Wrangell on Saturday night where we got done at about 11:35. But it was an exciting match that went five, and you know, we found ourselves behind a little bit and caught back up and made it go a little bit extra. So 16-14 in the fifth, and couldn't be more proud of the girls battling. It's a long weekend trying to play six conference games in 2.5 days. So really good performances by all of our kids. I mean, a lot of playing time, a lot of court time for all the kids that we had out there too. But the final seeding tournament, and Craig ended up being one, Wrangell's two. We are the number three seed going into regionals, and then Klawock four, and the fifth team will be Met. Six is Haynes, and seven Skagway. So it'll be an interesting tournament down in Metlakatla.
You ended up this tournament 4-2 on the weekend?
Yep, ended up 4-2 on the weekend. Pushed Craig a little bit. Not as good of a performance as we wanted to against Craig, but had some good bright spots, and Craig played amazing against us. They played some really tough defense, and their offense was on fire. And then the first two games with Wrangell, we just were not really in sync a whole lot. Went down 2-0, and then fought back to tie it up 2-2 to go into the fifth. So really happy with the girls kind of bouncing back from being down 2-0 and coming back to win a couple games, and made the last game really interesting. But really, really well performed out this weekend.
Individually, who had a good weekend?
Yeah, you know, Martha Johnson has been our steady person in the back row, making some really, really good passes. She's been so consistent this year. And then Nina McCain, Allie Davis, our outside hitters, did a fantastic job taking care of the ball for a majority of the weekend, and then had some rough spots against Wrangell, but then put it together. Kaylee Simbahan, one of our freshmen coming off the bench, she did a fantastic job stepping in. She did really well in multiple facets of the game. And then our setters with Julie Olson, Jillian Whitstock, and Tiari Simbahan doing really well, running an offense. Our middles, Ines Larson, Kennedy Kahn, and Cadence Pettibone did a nice job in the middle. Ines had rolled her ankle that very last play, so we will see if she'll even be ready for regionals. Pretty good roll on the ankle. And then Kiana Cavista, one of our outsides, ended up hurting her knee, so we'll see what the prognosis is. It'll be on her. And then our defensive specialist with Sage Johnston and Tatum Hagerman and Aaliyah Felizardo, they did a nice job in the back row keeping the ball alive, much better than what we did in Prince of Wales 2 weeks ago. So we're climbing, which is good. We might be peaking at the right time too, which we always like to do, and pretty much got a rotation set on the seven rotations and different ones that we've been working on. So a lot of playing time, a lot to see, and we'll have Wrangell this weekend. We'll go over to Wrangell on Friday, and then we'll play here Saturday night with Wrangell for our last home games in senior night before regions.